Hi, this is PJ Kaiser. I'm going to be reading an excerpt from my new story, Golden Opportunity, which is going to be published in the forthcoming Nothing But Flowers, Tales of Post-Apocalyptic Love. You can check that out at www.literarymixtapes.wordpress.com. That's Literary Mixtapes, LiterarayMixtapes.wordpress.com. You can also find out more information on my blog, which is www.pjkaiser.com. The stories are in the volume is launching on February 14th, 2011. Golden Opportunity by PJ Kaiser. Maria's hands squeezed the mug until it shook. She had to get out. She couldn't stand being in the house one moment longer. Tears streamed down her cheeks. She threw the mug. It whizzed past Will's ear and smashed against the wall. "Why can't we leave right now?" she screamed. "The car is ready. We have to get out of here." She turned, wiped her cheek with the back of her hand, and walked towards the door. Will jolted out of the shock of nearly being hit by the mug and caught Maria by the shoulders. "No, Maria, it's not safe. You know they have the advantage at night, and they're out in force right now. They haven't gotten close to us yet. We can wait until morning. Everything is packed. We'll leave at daybreak." Maria looked into Will's eyes. Tears still streaming, she spoke in a whisper. "The squads are getting closer every night. I can hear the screams outside the bedroom window." He folded her in his arms for the first time in many weeks, maybe months. In her panic state, she led him. "We've planned it all so carefully. Let's not panic and ruin everything. It will be hard enough to make it in the daytime." She nodded her head. It was the right thing to do, but she wasn't sure she could survive another sleepless night. Her head lay against Will's chest, and she breathed in his scent. Things had gone so very wrong. First the world went wrong, and then somehow they had gone wrong. Maria took a deep breath and stepped back from him, moving towards the bedroom. "Okay, good night then." "Maria?" Reluctantly, she turned back to him. "Yes?" "Are you scared? I could come with you." She wanted to say yes, but she felt spent. "No, I'll be okay. Thanks." "Don't forget to set your alarm for 5 a.m. Will walked back to the living room, pushed the larger chunks of shattered mug off to one side with his foot, gathered the blankets piled next to the couch, and spread them out. Maria shuffled off to the bedroom they used to share. She lay on her side, arms wrapped around legs, forming a sort of cocoon she imagined would protect her from the world. The sirens droned in the distance, periodically punctuated by screams. She couldn't see the glowing red lights on top of the squad vans, but she knew they were out there, stalking the streets. The sirens seemed closer than last night, and she hoped it was her imagination. Nightmares plagued her few moments of sleep. A siren wailed outside her bedroom window in her dream. She squeezed her eyelids tighter. Shouts out on the sidewalk. She rolled over. Heavy banging on the front door. Her eyes flew open. Terror tensed her body as she realized the sounds were real. Fighting for breath, she ran into the living room, where Will stood a few feet from the front door. She choked down an audible gasp as Will opened the door. That's the end of the excerpt. I hope you'll tune in on February 14th, 2011, to the website that I indicated at the beginning of this audio boo, and check out the stories. There's going to be an ebook produced and a print version, and I hope you check it out. Thanks.